Contact. Yeah, I'm making contact.
Chief, the captain wants you on the phone. Chief, here, go ahead.
Joe, what the hell's going on down there? Is there nothing more you can do with those stabilizers?
There's nothing wrong with the stabilizers, so there's nothing more I can do with them. Besides, I got my hands full with this pump. You know damn well what the trouble is. It's that bastard Lenarcos.
Would you care to repeat yourself? He's standing right here.
God, I hope he hurt me.
All right, Joe. Do the best you can until we clear this weather.
Realize that it's dangerous out there?
He said come up anytime. Robin Shelby, remember?
Mr. Shelby, you picked a particularly fascinating moment to accept my invitation. These waves don't bother you, huh?
I surfed up to 18 feet. These look more like 30.
35 to be exact.
Some, you know, get up to 300.
I find 60 about maximum. Steady up there.
Steady up, sir.
Except sea deck, sir.
When I order all lifelines, Rick, that includes sea deck. See to it.
Aye, sir.
Wow. Sir, it's really up.
Master Shelby.
Yes, sir?
We'll continue our discussion at a quieter time. Fair enough?
Aye, aye, sir.
That last one almost broached us, Lenarcos. I warn you. We should have loaded extra bunkers in Gibraltar. We are top heavy, and when that pump is repaired, I am taking on more ballast.
Where next?
Mr. and Mrs. Rogo, M45.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Caravello. I believe you've been calling.
All morning. Well, are you the only doctor in this tub?
The only ship's doctor.
Well, what if somebody's been dying in here?
Oh, my God. Who's not dying?
3/4 of the passengers are sick, Mr. Rogo. We have to take them in rotation. Use one of these now, Mrs. Rogo. Another in 8 hours and remain in bed until the sea is totally calm.
Hold it, hold it. You mean to tell me we had to wait all this time just for you to come in here and kiss her off with a couple of pills and some crap about staying in bed? How do you know she's just seasick? Look at her. It could be something else. You didn't even examine her.
Shoot me, Mike. For Christ's sake, just shoot me.
Hey, you see how sick that kid is? I'll tell you what this is. It's food poisoning. That's what it is. Huh. And how the hell is she going to swallow them pills if she can't even swallow water?
Oh, they're suppositories, Mr. Rogo. You don't swallow them.
Well, what the hell do you do with them?
For Christ's sake, I know what to do with suppositories. Just get them out of here.
Oh, hon. Nurse, I think we should continue with our rounds.
I still think it's food poisoning.
Oh, shut up.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Rosen.
Good morning. Don't fall over.
That Martin, he's crazy.
I like that man.
Oh, of course you like him. Why shouldn't you? He runs on time, like a train. Yeah, you and trains.
When in my whole life did I ever run for a train, hmm?
Who cried for a week when they tore down the Third Avenue L? Yeah.
he's lonely. That's why he runs, so he won't notice.
Hey, it says here there's a package tour to the mountain where Moses received the Ten Commandments.
No. When we finally get to Israel, we're going to stay put, no traveling. We're going to get to know our grandson. Just think. He's 2 years old already. He's talking. We've never even seen him.
Get down on your knees and pray to God for help. And then maybe everything will work out fine. Garbage. Not where I come from. You could wear off your knees praying to God for heat in a cold water flat in February. And icicles that grow from your upraised palms. If you're freezing to death, you burn the furniture. You set fire to the building, but you get off your knees.
Somewhat unorthodox, wouldn't you say, Reverend Scott?
But realistic. John, you've got to use your church for something more positive than prayer.
If you deliver sermons like this, it's a wonder you're still an ordained minister. Or are you?
The best kind. Angry, rebellious, critical, a renegade. Stripped of most of my so-called clerical powers. But I'm still in business.
Well, you seem to be enjoying the punishment.
Punishment? The church has blessed me. That's what it's done. Managed to some new country in Africa. Hell, I had to look it up on the map to find out where I was going. Oh, my bishop doesn't know it, but he's given me exactly what I wanted. Elbow room. Freedom. Real freedom. Freedom to dump all the rules and all the trappings. And freedom to discover God in my own way.
Oh, well, I better be going. I'll see you later.
John? You still want me to get that guest sermon this afternoon?
Well, one thing's for sure. Nobody's going to sleep through it.
Weather report, sir. Weather moderating to the southeast. Barometer 1016 millibars. Smooth seas, clear skies. Good. Keep going slow ahead. Start taking on ballast.
Aye, sir. Water full ahead, Captain.
I have already told you, Mr. Linarchus, we don't have enough ballast yet to run it full ahead.
I suggest we talk privately.
Line up, start taking on ballast.
I did not suggest full ahead, Captain. As the new owner's representative on this ship, I ordered it.
Damn it, man. The Poseidon is too fine a lady to be rushed to the junkyard on her last voyage.
We are already 3 days behind schedule. And it's costing my consortium thousands of dollars every day to maintain a wrecking crew. I demand we dock Monday night.
And I can't afford to gamble with the lives of my passengers.
Your business is to deliver this ship where we want it, when we want it.
Running an unstable ship at full ahead is dangerous.
I'm sure...
Especially one as old as this.
I'm sure I don't have to remind you of my legal right to have you relieved of command. Three other officers aboard this ship have their master's license. Now, order full ahead.
You irresponsible bastard. Full ahead! Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the store. Why don't we cross the bridge together?
Where did that lot come from?
They boarded at Gibraltar. They're on the way to Sicily.
A free trip for free music.
They're going to a jazz festival.
There's got to be a morning after.
Morning after. Oh, I can't take this stuff. Give me a Strauss waltz anytime.
I'd rather fancy it.
You? You even fancy bagpipes.
Hey, did you know this? The engines on this ship have more total horsepower than all the cavalry Napoleon used to conquer Europe. How about that?
That's heavy, Robin. Real heavy.
The ship's generators create enough electricity to light Charleston, South Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia.
Shelby?
That's right.
Cable.
Thank you.
Hey, it's my turn to open the cable.
Don't be so childish. Mother and I waiting impatiently your arrival. Our thoughts and our love with you on this New Year's Eve, Dad.
We should have sent them a wire.
I did.
Then how come you didn't ask me for my idea? I mean what to put in it.
Why couldn't I have had a brother that's a little easier to live with? You stop jumping up and down on my bed and go take a shower.
What shower? I'm going to the engine room.
You're going to church services.
On my vacation?
Can you get in that bathroom?
But the third engineer promised to show me the propeller shaft.
You can see the propeller shaft later.
Why don't you shove it?
Don't you ever say that to me again.
Shove it, shove it, shove it.
God is pretty busy. He's got a long-term plan for humanity that stretches far beyond our comprehension. So it's not reasonable to expect him to concern himself with the individual. The individual is important only to the extent of providing a creative link between the past and the future, in his children, or in his grandchildren, or in the contribution he makes to humanity. Therefore, don't pray to God to solve your problems. Pray to that part of God within you. Have the guts to fight for yourself. God wants brave souls. He wants winners, not quitters. If you can't win, at least try to win. God loves triers. Is that right, Robin?
Right.
So, what resolution should we make for the new year? Resolve to let God know that you have the guts and the will to do it alone. Resolve to fight for yourselves and for others and for those you love. And that part of God within you will be fighting with you all the way.
Know what it means to be picked out from all the people on this boat to sit at the captain's table on New Year's Eve? Well, I'll tell you one thing it means. It means all your worries about those other women looking down on you is a lot of bull.
He only invited us because you're a detective lieutenant.
Aww.
Why don't you just go without me?
Now, what am I supposed to do at midnight? Kiss the captain?
Don't knock it.
Why don't you admit the real reason? You're still afraid some bum will recognize you. That's pretty stupid. You're out of that business now. You're my wife. You can't keep going around all the time being afraid that every guy you bumped into is a former customer. Linda, you hear me?
Will you shut up? I'm busy in here.
You weren't on the streets that long. How the hell many guys did you know? You realize how slim the chances are that even one of these characters is on this boat?
You don't have to shout.
I said, do you realize how slim...
I heard what you said! Mike, I saw a young officer on deck the other day, and he looked pretty damn familiar, even with his clothes on.
So he recognized you. So?
Well, doesn't that bother you?
If it bothered me, I wouldn't have married you.
Well, first you arrested me 6 times.
Well, I had to figure out some way to keep you off the streets until you'd marry me.
Come here, you lousy cop.
To be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning?
Mr. Martin, what is the little green one for?
That's alfalfa, Mrs. Rosen. It's essential to blood formation, the neural function, and growth. The growth part doesn't work. At least not with me, anyway.
And the yellow one? That's very attractive.
That's a cough drop, derived from seed germ oil.
It looks like vitamin E to me.
It is, Mr. Rosen.
Isn't that supposed to increase virility?
That's the rumor.
All you need is a pretty wife.
I think perhaps I've been a bachelor too long.
Sure, you're too busy taking all those pills.
There she goes again. My wife can't stand seeing anyone who's not married.
It comes from caring.
I'd like to be married, Mrs. Rosen. I just can't seem to find the time. I mean, I get down to the shop at 8, I open at 9, I close at 7, and I go home at 8. Except on Wednesdays and Fridays, and I go home at 10. Mrs. Rosen, when you see your grandson, tell him not to become a haberdasher.
I know what you mean. We never even went to Coney Island until we sold our hardware business last year.
You see?
Mr. Tinkham, are you married?
No marriage for me, Mrs. Rosen. I've got a mistress.
What?
The sea.
Hey, that's good!
From the seismographic station in Athens, sir.
Subsea earthquake, 7.8 on the Richter scale. Epicenter 130 miles northwest of Crete.
So that's the cat this ship is named after, huh?
That's right, Mrs. Rogo. The great god Poseidon. In Greek mythology, the god of the sea, is also god of storms, tempests, earthquakes, and other miscellaneous natural disasters. Quite an ill-tempered fellow. Yes.
Sorry to disturb you, Captain. Please come to the bridge.
Right. Would you all excuse me, please? Duty calls.
Reverend, will you mind taking over the post till I get back?
I'm glad to.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eggers. By the way,
Happy New Year!
Thanks, sir. What are you two heading for?
Oh, Napoli, Roma, Venezia.
And don't forget Torino. You know, it's the first vacation we had since we got married.
Yeah. And why we didn't fly, I'll never know.
Well, since the captain put me in charge, I'm going to propose a toast.
Great. What do we drink to?
To love.
Here, here. To love. To love. To love, dummy.
Oh.
Tell me, sir, just what does a person do?
Well, in spite of anything you may have heard to the contrary, he really runs the ship. Not the captain, the purser.
You see, the Poseidon isn't really a ship. It's a hotel with a bow and a stern stuck on. And I'm the hotel manager.
Susan, would you like to dance? Hello, Susan.
Yes.
I was just asking you if you'd like to dance.
Yes, I'd like to.
That's a frightening target, sir. And getting closer.
Seismographic Station Athens, sir.
This is Captain Harrison, SS Poseidon. Can you give me any further reading on that sea quake near Crete? Over.
This is Athens. Epicenter 130 miles northwest of Crete. Duration 42 seconds. One aftershock, 3.6 on the Richter scale, duration 10 seconds. First reports indicate a major bottom displacement and heavy swell conditions building to the northeast. Over.
This is the Poseidon. Thank you for the information. Out. Are we all batten down?
Tight as a button, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. It is exactly 50 seconds to midnight. Woo!
Don't be by yourself tonight. Come, stay next to me. Come here.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence! Quiet, quiet, please! 10 seconds!
60 knots, sir.
It must be mountainous. Fort bow. Keep a sharp watch.
Yes, sir.
Get my binoculars.
Captain, look out.
What is it, lookout?
On the port bow. I don't know. I never saw anything like it. An enormous wall of water coming towards us.
Stations. Yes,
Belle.
Oh, Mary.
Are you all right?
I think so.
You're not hurt?
No. Jesus Christ, what happened?
We've turned over.
Linda. Linda, honey. You all right?
Hi.
Hey.
Where the hell have you been?
What do you think? Flying around on my ass.
Go to the lifeboat stations. Soon. Very soon. Please go to lifeboat stations.
Watertight compartments. So just remain calm. Keep your positions. Help is on the way.
Sis!
Help is on the way.
Susan? Susan!
Robin, are you all right?
Yes, sir. I'm all right. But I can't...
Robin? Reverend Scott? Can you help me?
What are you doing up there, sis?
That's a stupid question.
Are you hurt?
I don't think so.
Just stay perfectly still.
You wait right here.
It'll be all right. Hold on, sis.
Over here, everybody. Listen to me. Give me some help. Gather around. Pull it tight. Make a net. Shut it out tight. All right, boys. Good time, get this. All right, hold on. Come on, Susan. Jump, we'll catch you.
I can't.
Don't be afraid. Jump. Trust us.
Come on, you can make it, sis.
Come on and jump, Susan. You can make it. Susan, you can do it. Now, come on. Come on.
It's a stick. Come
Keep
on.
Coming. Keep coming. Come on. Come on, jump.
Are you all right?
My leg.
Hang on, Akers. We'll get you down. Grab him. Come on, pull her up. Grab
her. Excuse me, Reverend Scott. My name is James Martin. Do you think it might be a better idea if we went up?
What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, it seems to me that any rescue attempt would have to come through the hull.
The hull? You mean through the bottom?
My God, that's right. We're floating upside down. We've got to climb up.
Akers, where'd that lead to, that place you're standing on?
To the galley, sir.
Well, you stay right there. We're coming up.
Oh, wait a minute. How the hell are you figuring to go through the bottom of the boat? It's solid steel.
Aft, sir, at the outlet of the propeller shaft.
Look, kid, this isn't some toy boat in a bathtub, so you let us figure it out, huh?
Now, I'm sorry, sir, but Charlie, the third engineer, he told me that back by the shaft, the hull was only 1 inch thick.
Look, kid, do you know how thick 1 inch of steel is?
It's 1 inch less than 2 inches. We're climbing up, all of us. Akers, is there a ladder up there, something we used to climb up with?
Oh, no, sir, this is the linen service area.
Tablecloths?
Yes, sir.
We can knock them together.
No, it wouldn't be strong enough. What we need is something like that. The Christmas tree. Come on, give me a hand.
No.
Drogo, you going to give us a hand?
No. Didn't you hear what that purser said? He said to stay put and keep calm. Help will be here. I'm staying right here.
Oh, there he goes. That's my old man.
Look, Linda.
Everything by the book.
You stay the hell out of this.
You get your ass down here with us, mister, right away.
Hey. You ought to watch your language, preacher. You sound like you come from the slum or something.
You son of a bitch. Go help him.
Okay. Well, who the hell does he think he is?
Clear the way. Come on, clear the way. We're going to lift on three. Get off. One. Two.
For God's sake, Reverend, what you're doing is suicide.
We're cut off from the rest of the world. They can't get to us. Maybe we can get to them. You've said enough. Now get out of the way.
Pray for us, but don't do this. Climbing to another deck will kill you all.
And sitting on our butts is not going to help us either. Maybe by climbing out of here, we can save ourselves. You got any sense, you'll come along with us. Grab a hold. On three. One. Two. Up.
Mark, it's heavy.
I'm forward. Bring up your waist. Stand by, Akers.
Good for you, Mr. Rosen.
All right, now, come on, everybody. Come on in. Push. Come on, push.
Come on, somebody. Get your back in, sir. Come on.
Akers, can you anchor it up there?
Yeah, I think so, sir.
Good man. Mr. Rosen?
Yes?
Get your wife. Are you all fixed up there, Akers?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's start climbing up.
I need a monkey. Are you game?
Yes, sir.
Good boy. You climb up inside as far as you can go, and then come outside and Mr. Akers will give you a hand. Okay?
No sweat.
Okay, so you get us up there. Then what?
Through the kitchen. And deeper and deeper into the ship until we reach the hull. That way.
Then you just kick out the bottom and you swim ashore, huh?
Well, maybe you can just yell, this is the police, and it'll open right up.
Don't be a smart ass.
Susan, you're first. You can't climb in a long gown, so let's come off.
Okay.
I go the same way Robin did. And don't look down.
Excuse me, Reverend. What about all those other people?
I'll keep them moving here and see if you can get the rest of them to join us. Okay, Miss Rogo, up you go. She'll have to take off that long gown.
Like hell she will.
She can't climb in that. It's too tight.
She's got nothing under it.
Just panties. What else do I need?
What do you mean, what else do you need?
Give her your shirt.
My...
Come on.
Linda, next time you put something on like I told you to put on.
Are you coming, Susan?
All right.
Good girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's very little time. Please, everybody, you heard what the Reverend said. He's taking us up towards the engine room. Please, everyone, come this way.
Mr. Martin, we're staying right here.
Can't you see the logic?
What are you doing?
I want you to give this to our little grandson. Huh?
Why? I'm going somewhere you're not going?
Tell me something, Manny.
What is it now?
How long you think since we told each other I love you?
Who knows? 20 years? Yesterday?
I love you. Not many people have had that.
Here, put it back on. You'll give it to him yourself.
No. Mrs. Rosen, we have to go right now.
Mr. Scott, a fat woman like me can't climb. I'll wait here with the others.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Listen to him, Belle.
There's something different up there than there is from down here?
Yes. Life. Life is up there. And life always matters very much. Doesn't it?
Yes. All right, so I'll climb.
I think you should come with me.
Leave him? Oh, I can't. I can't leave my brother. He's all I've got.
What's your name?
Nani.
Nani. Your brother's dead.
Did you like his music?
I would have danced to it. I'd had somebody to dance with. Now, please. Come with me. Please.
Come on, Belle.
Man, I can't.
Yes, you can. It's just a little higher.
I can't, Manny. I'm stuck in this boat.
Yes, you can. Come.
I can't, Manny.
What's happening? What is that? What is it? What's down there?
Good girl.
Excuse me for getting so familiar.
What else could you do? Mrs. Peter Pan, I'm not.
All right, now, let's get out. Come on. There we go.
You ready? Follow her.
Wait a minute. Don't you ever say please.
It'll get you up that tree. Please.
This is Nani. She's coming with us.
What about the others?
Nobody will listen. Seems they have more confidence in a person than in us.
You help her up, Mr. Martin, and then you follow her.
That's it, my girl. Oh, here you are.
You didn't tell me what you thought of my sermon this afternoon.
Well, you didn't ask me.
I'm asking you now.
You spoke only for the strong.
I'm asking you to be strong. Come with us.
I can't leave these people. I know I can't save them, and I suspect we'll die. But I can't leave them.
They don't want to go. They've chosen to stay. Why should you? What good's your life then? What's it all been for?
I have no other choice.
Attention, please. May I have your attention, please? That's the way out. That's our only chance.
Don't listen to him. We've got to stay here till help arrives.
Help from where? From the captain? He's dead. Everybody's dead who was above us before the ship turned over. Because now they're underneath us, under the water.
That's not true.
It is true, you pompous ass. There's nobody alive but us. And nobody's going to help us except ourselves. It's up to each one of you. It's up to all of us. Together. Now, please, for God's sake, come with me.
I order you not to go. He knows nothing about this ship.
Why
don't you mind your own business?
Last time.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I know this much. The sea is going to keep pouring in. We're going to keep settling deeper and deeper. We may even go under before we get up to the bottom to cut our way out. But it's something to try. It's a chance. We might make it. If you stay here, you'll certainly die.
We are staying with the Mercer.
Couldn't talk anybody else into coming, huh?
No, we're on our own. All right, let's get inside.
Get inside!
Which way the kitchen, Akers?
This way, sir.
What is that?
Fire, sir.
It's a special fire door, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a safety door.
Closes automatically at high temperature, right?
Yes, sir.
So any fire back there would be out of oxygen. We'd be smothered, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the theory, sir.
All right, let's test it. Get the others to flatten themselves against the bulkhead.
Hold it! Do you know what a flash fire is? Well, mister, I'm not going to let you kill us.
I'm going through that door, Mr. Rogo. You can either stand aside and close that door to keep the air from coming in, or you can try to stop me. So what's it going to be?
Yeah, I always thought I was going to catch it some damn cannabis from some crumple. Okay, open it.
Would you move back against the bulkhead, please?
Well,
would you move back? Thank you. Over there. Over there. Here.
Get back, all of you.
Excuse me, Mr. Rogo. What if he doesn't come back?
So, how the hell do I know?
We have to do something. I mean, we have to formulate some plan. Meanwhile, what do I tell the others?
Tell them to break out their hymn books and start singing Nearer My God to Thee.
Get back!
Okay, what?
Hey, Curtis. Companionway on the other side of the kitchen. Where does that lead to?
Up to Broadway, sir.
What's Broadway?
It's a service way, sir, that runs the full length of the ship.
Oh, does Broadway lead to the engine room?
Well, sir, I don't know much about below deck, sir, but there might be access from that area, yes, sir.
There is!
You again?
Sorry.
Robin, you were saying that Broadway leads to the engine room. How do you know that?
Well, that's the way I went with my engineer friend. He called it Broadway when he took me down to see the boilers.
Well, that's it, then. Wait a minute, you going to take his word for it?
Why not?
Because he's just a kid, that's why not.
Mrs. Rosen, I promise you no more Christmas trees.
I'd be grateful.
Can you make it, Akers?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm fine, sir. Fine.
Get your brother.
Nani, come on. Yeah, we have to go.
Come on, let's go.
There's a lot of dead bodies in there. Not a pretty sight. Now, don't touch anything. It's hot.
For 30 years you've been telling me what to do, now I'm telling you, we're going through.
No,
I'll take care of you.
No.
Akers, is this the only way?
Yes, sir.
We'll need something to pull you up with.
Reverend, try this.
Akers, you first. I need you. Rogo, give him a hand.
Rogo.
Mr. Rogo, put this around his waist.
Scott, is your attitude. Or does it go deeper than that?
Maybe we're two of a kind, Mr. Rogo. You don't like looking at yourself. Through those doors, Akers?
Oh, no, sir. No, that's the cruise galley, sir. It's that way, sir.
Get the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, grab a hold of this.
I'm surprised these lights are still working.
On an emergency circuit, sir. And batteries. It's supposed to stay operational for 3 hours.
Well, they'd better. Well?
There is no other exit from this section, sir.
There's gotta be. Think.
You're all right, Val. You're all right.
Go ahead, pull.
It's all right, Mrs. Rosen. I helped my dad pull in a 600-pound swordfish out of Hawaii.
That's it, sir. Down there. Right there. That's it, sir. All right.
This leads to the central shaft?
That's what I've been told, sir.
Where's the shaft leading?
I can't say. There's an exit on all decks. Yeah, just like this one, sir. Well, it doesn't look very promising, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, up we go.
Because that deck flooded doesn't mean this one will.
No. How long will we stay afloat?
Long enough.
The Andrea Doria stayed up for 10 hours before she sank.
You see, Nani, everything is going to be all right. We got a long time to go.
Come on. Keep moving.
This dock leads to a vertical air shaft.
Through that little hole?
This little hole, as you call it, is going to get us out of here and up the Broadway. We've climbed 4 decks so far. We've got 2 more to go. This is the only way out.
But you expect a person to fit through there?
Mrs. Rosen, you're going to crawl right through there. Believe me.
She has this illusion, always thinking she's too fat.
Mr. Rogo, you follow me?
Yeah, I figured. It's me again, huh?
Why? Because when we get the other end of this duck, it's going to take both of us to help the others up. Mr. Martin?
Yes, sir?
You follow up the rear. Make sure everybody's accounted for.
Oh, okay, Reverend.
I'm going next. So if old fat ass gets stuck in there, I will be caught behind her.
Come on, kids. You're next.
Manny, if I get stuck, push.
Don't worry, darling. You won't get stuck.
Okay, Nani, you're next.
No, with you. With you.
Mr. Akers, would you mind, please?
Yes, sir.
Come along. We don't want to lose the others.
You'll be right behind me.
Like two peas in a pod. Quickly.
Push.
you haven't lost me yet.
Up you go.
I'm with you. You understand?
Yes.
All right, now, one rung at a time. Just reach up your hand. Now, don't think of anything but the ladder. Go ahead, Nani.
Come on, what are you doing up there? Taking a coffee break? Move it, move it!
Please, Mr. Rogo. All right, Nani, now your foot. Step up. Step up. Yes. That's the one. That's the tough one, the first one. Now again. Now again. Once more. That's it. All right. One rung at a time now. Now your foot. Now your foot. Keep going. That's it. Okay. Now the next one.
Oh, terrible explosions. What's happening?
All right, it's all right. We're still afloat. All right.
Look!
My God, there are other people still alive.
Now, you stay here. Help the others out. Let's see where they're going. Where are you going?
We're following the doctor.
Doctor!
Doctor, you're going the wrong way.
You're going toward the bow.
That's right, Reverend.
Wait. You can't get out that here.
Why not?
Because we're settling by the bow. The bow's underwater. If you have to go anywhere, go back toward the stern. We'll get out through the engine room, all right?
The engine room's gone.
How do you know that?
The explosions. You must have felt them. The only way out is forward.
Did you check the engine room? Did you see it?
I don't have to. We're going forward.
Please, come with us, Reverend.
You're going the wrong way, damn it!
We lost Akers.
In a shaft. He fell.
Where in the hell were you?
What's that supposed to mean?
I told you to keep everybody rounded up!
Well, Mr. Rogo did the best he could.
You don't have to defend me. Now, look, preacher, I've had just about enough out of you. Who do you think you are, God himself?
He was hurt. He needed your protection.
All right, so he was hurt. The boat tilted and he fell. The shaft blew up and he's dead. And that's it. Or do you want to make something more out of it?
I told you I was going to get everybody out of here, and God damn it, I'm going to do it!
Mr. Scott, all those other people, where were they going?
They're going toward the bow. But they're wrong. The bow's underwater!
How do you know? Have you seen it? What makes you so damn sure about everything?
If all those people think they're right by going up there, maybe we should go with them, and not you. Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's brilliant. 20 people decide to drown themselves, so that makes it all right. That's typical. Everything by the...
Right!
Wait a minute. May I make a suggestion, please? The rest of us would feel much more secure if you two would stop shouting at one another.
Well, what do you want us to do?
I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to go to the stern, to the engine room. And if it's possible, we're going to do it my way. If not, we'll go forward. You got it? Preacher.
You got 15 minutes. If your ass isn't back here in 15 minutes, we're going the other way. You're on.
Mr. Rogo, wouldn't it be a good idea to look around, try to find some of the things we might need, like food or anything that could help us?
Yeah, sure.
Good. All right. Start looking, everybody. But stay in the area.
Nani, let's take a look around.
The man is... Wait a second. I want to ask you something. Robert, I'm going to follow Mr. Scott. You stay here.
No way. I'm going to help find things. Okay, but don't stray too far. Manny, have you still got your handkerchief?
It's not very clean.
Why aren't you with the others?
I'm scared. I feel safer with you. You are going to get us out of here, aren't you?
Oh, you bet I am, sis. You bet I am.
We can't get out this way. But we went by a lot of other passages, didn't we? And we're going to look down every single one until we find that engine room, right? Okay. Come on.
We're never going to see our little grandson, are we?
Oh, darling, you have to think positively. We'll see him.
If any of us are saved, I hope it's those two children. They still have their whole lives in front of them.
Stop giving our lives away. We're going to come out of this. All of us. Now you just sit here while
Manny, you are a good man. You're such a good man.
I want you to promise me something.
Depends what?
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, you go tell the others that I was wrong. Tell Mr. Rogo to do it his way. Understand?
I can't promise, but you'll be back.
I'll be back.
Idea of cutting hair. Stop the customer in, push a button, raise him up, flip him over, let his hair hang down, then snip, snip, snip.
Yeah, snip, snip, snip. My brother Teddy has lovely hair. He's really dead. Isn't he? I can't go on without him. I can't.
Honey, you will go on. We do, you know. We have to. At first, we don't think it's possible. But in time, believe me, in time, you'll find other things, other people, someone else to care for you. You'll see.
Brandy, rope, axe.
We found Ace.
Good, good. Well, it's 17 minutes and he ain't back.
16 minutes.
Well, let's go.
Mr. Rogo, can't we wait just a few
minutes? What for? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move that way and fast. Now, let's go.
Mr. Rogo! Mr. Rogo!
What's the matter? What happened? Where you been?
With Mr. Scott. We found a hatch. He thought it might lead to the engine room, but he wasn't sure. So he told me if he wasn't back in 5 minutes, to tell you to do it your way.
Come on, kid. Pull yourself.
God damn it, that does it. We've been wasting time sitting here while we should have been up front with those other people. Now, come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. After all he's done for us, we can't leave without trying to find out what's happened to him. You're acting as if he's already dead.
I agree with Mr.
He made a deal, didn't he? We're going to stick with it. Now, we're going to go up front with those other people right now. Let's move it.
I found it.
Huh?
I've been there. You hear me, Rogo? I've seen the engine room. I've seen the way out. And it's this way. To use your own words, let's move it. Come on.
Robin! Wait, where's Robin?
Robin! The last time I saw him, he was heading that way.
Oh, no, wait. Susan. You take everybody to the hatch. I'll find Robin.
I can't without him.
Will you trust me? Huh? You're the only one who knows where the hatch is. And I'll find Robin. Robin!
Hold it for them, please. Keep going,
Mrs. Rogo. They'll find him. Come on.
Robin! Robin!
Get up there!
Oh my gosh.
that watertight door.
Bound? But that can't be right. I've been keeping track. We come up eight decks, and the water's been flooding every deck behind us.
Not the engine room. I've seen it. We're going down. Goddamn engine room!
Then where the hell are we?
There's a corridor there leading to the engine room. I went through it.
Yeah, but now it's underwater.
All right, so we'll swim through it. Give me the rope.
You've got to be kidding!
Yeah, she's right. If the corridor's underwater, what about the engine room?
It's in the clear. It's one deck up. I saw it. It's above us. I'll swim through the bulkhead, down a short corridor, and up a companionway. Not more than 35 feet at the most.
Oh, is that all?
We can do it. Believe me, we can do it. I'm going to swim through. I'll tie the rope on the other end. When I get there, I'll give you a tug, right?
Okay.
The rest of you, pull yourself along the rope. Take a deep breath first. It can't be more than 30 seconds at the most.
Now, Mr. Scott, how long can you hold your breath?
I don't know.
Right, do me a favor, please. Try it now. Mr. Rogo, time him.
Go ahead.
Mr. Scott, look at this. Look, I was the underwater swimming champ of New York for 3 years running. I held my breath 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Let me do this, please.
Well, you were 17 then.
Oh, for hours you've all been dragging and pulling me all this way. Now I have a chance to do something I know how to do. Please, may I do this for everybody?
Mrs. Rosa, I think I'm perfectly capable of holding my breath long enough to swim 35 feet. Thank you.
Hey, preacher.
Take a deep breath.
I am.
You see, swimming through corridors and up and down stairwells, I'm the only one here trained to do things like that. Will you shut up?
What makes you think you can do it, Mrs. Rosen, if he can't?
You can ask anybody, Mr. Martin, in the Women's Swimming Association. Just because I put on a little weight lately doesn't mean that I couldn't once be an athlete. What time now?
39 seconds.
The rope, it's stuck on through.
Maybe he's there.
Well, let's give him a few more seconds.
Yeah, he said he would tug on the rope. What do we do, goddammit? What do we do?
Pull him back. Pull him back!
Give, you son of a bitch! Give!
Now, be careful.
Now, you think I'm planning to be careless?
What the hell did you think she's doing?
Let her go. She knows what she's doing.
She pumped. She must have pumped.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, missing me.
You see, Mr. Scott, in the water, I'm a very skinny lady.
Signal, they're not tugging.
Wait, give them time, will you? Give them time.
I guess I'm not the champion of the Women's Swimming Association anymore.
Hold on, Mr. Rosen. Just hold on.
Let's just start. Enough is enough.
No.
Let me go. Please, let me go. Give this to Manny. Tell him he has to give it to our grandson. For both of us. You see, that's the sign for life. Life always matters very much.
God, not this woman. This woman.
I tell you, something's happened. Bell would have signaled.
They've had more than enough time.
All right, that does it. I'm going to go through and find out what happened.
Oh, no, you're not. You'll drown, too.
Let me go, Mr. Ogle. It's my wife.
Let him go, Mike.
No way. I'm going through. Now, all of you, stay put until I come back. Give me that flashlight.
Mike, please.
Take it easy, baby. I'll be back. Pull on the rope.
I got trapped. Mrs. Rosen freed me.
Thanks, Mrs. Rosen. If it hadn't been for you, none of us. Oh, Jesus.
Go back and get the others.
What'll I tell him?
Tell him nothing. Just go back and get him.
Had a lot of guts, lady. A lot of guts. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Val, is she all right? She got through. She saved the preacher. She cleared the way for all of us. She got through.
But something went wrong, didn't it?
Mr. Rosen,
well, like I told you, she did everything. Mr. Rosen, follow that rope!
Something did go wrong, didn't it?
She got through. Now listen to me, all of you. I want you to step up here one by one. Take deep breaths. Then pull yourself along that rope. Before you know it, you'll be right in the engine room. It is above water, like the preacher said. Now, come on, you kids first.
I can swim 3 lengths underwater in our swimming pool, but this can only swim 2.
Okay, kid. I don't think I'll take a couple of deep breaths. All right, go!
I can't swim.
You can't swim?
No, not a stroke.
Now, you two.
Mr. Ogle, would you mind going? I'll help her.
All right, but let's make it snappy, huh? Go horsing around.
You mean you really can't swim at all?
No, I really can't.
But you can hold your breath.
Yeah?
Well, that's all you have to do. Just start taking deep breaths. And hold the last one just before you go under. And hang on to my belt. I'll pull you through.
No.
You've got to, Nani. I'm not leaving without you.
You really mean that, don't you? Look, why don't we stay behind? We don't have to follow the others, we don't.
Well, what do you think will happen then?
We might still be rescued.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You really won't leave me.
I'm not going without you.
I just have to hold my breath.
That's all. And don't let go of me.
No, I won't.
Ready?
No.
All right, now we take 3 deep breaths, and then we go.
Bastard, ain't you got no feelings?
Now look! Listen to me, all of you. Mrs. Rosen is dead.
can't bring her back, but what we can do is keep moving and be strong. That's what she would have wanted. So let's keep moving. Come on. Get up. Get up. Come on. Let's keep moving. Come on. You too, Mr. Rosen.
No. My place is here with her. God bless you, Mr. Rosen.
Look, Mr. Rosen. Look. The last thing she said to me was, give this to Mammy to give to our grandson from both of us. Your place is with the living. If you don't come with us, her death is meaningless. Now, come on.
All right. But you'll go first. I want to stay with her just a while longer.
We got 1 minute. To the propeller shaft area. And that's the propeller shaft, that silver thing. And this catwalk is the way we get up there. Now follow me.
Thank you. Webster was right.
Are you going out with a whimper?
on your belly.
All right, you. That's enough.
All right, put yourself together, Susan. Robin, take care of your sister. Go ahead. Johnny, follow them. Are you coming, Mr. Rosen?
This door, it's hot. All right, now what? Dead end.
Excuse me, sir, but I don't think so.
You don't think what, kid?
Well, you see, sir, I tried to tell you. We're in Shaft Alley. Nowhere is the steel hull thinner. This hull is only 1 inch thick.
All right, kid.
Quiet! I think I hear something.
I got somebody out there! You down there?
Six.
Is that all?
Did you save anybody else? Anyone from the bow?
No.